The Gospels according to love. Audio. Matthew chapter 21, Hosanna, Hosanna. April 16, 2005. Jesus and his disciples drew close to Jerusalem, near Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives. Upon arrival, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village over against you. Right away you shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. If anyone should question you, answer, 'The Lord has need of them.' Right away they will send the animals with you. All this done, so fulfilling the words spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king comes to you forgiving, sitting upon an ass and her colt.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the ass and the colt, putting on them their clothes. Then Jesus sat thereon. A very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. The multitudes that went before and those who followed cried, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed are those that come in the name of love." When Jesus came into Jerusalem, all the city moved, saying, "Who is this?" The multitude said, "This is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee." Jesus went into the temple of the love. He cast out all that sold and bought in the temple. He overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of those selling doves. Jesus said to them, "It is written, 'Love's house be a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of thieves." The blind and the lame came to Jesus in the temple. Jesus healed them. The priests and the scribes looked upon wonderful things that Jesus did. The children crying in the temple, saying, "So Hosanna to the Son of David." They became sorely displeased. They said to Jesus, "Hear you what they say?" Jesus answered them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, you have perfected praise?'" Jesus left them, going out of the city into Bethany. He lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, Jesus hungered. Jesus saw a fig tree in the way. He came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves. Jesus said to the tree, "Let no fruit grow on you from here on forever." Presently the fig tree withered away. When the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, "How soon is the fig tree withered away?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, if you have faith and doubt not, you not only will do this that is done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, 'Be you removed and be cast into the sea,' it will be done. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you receive." When Jesus came into the temple, the chief priests and elders of the people came to him. As he was teaching, they said to him, "By what authority do you these things? Also, who gave you this authority?" Jesus answered, "I will ask you one thing that if you tell me, I in turn will tell you by what authority I do these things. the baptism of John, from where was it? From heaven or of men? They reason with themselves, saying, if we say men, we fear the people, for they hold John as a prophet. They answered Jesus, we cannot tell. Jesus said to them, neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things. What think you? There was a man who had two sons. He came to the first and said, son, go to work this day in my vineyard. His son answered, said, I will not. And afterwards he changed his mind and did the job. He came to the second son and said, likewise. The son answered, I go and went not. Which of the two did the will of his father? The chief priests and scribes said to the son, the first. Jesus said, I say to you that the publicans and the harlots shall get into heaven before you do. John came to you in the way of righteousness. You believed him not, but sinners and harlots believed him. You, when you saw it, you changed not afterward, that you might believe him. Hear a parable. There was a certain householder that planted a vineyard. He hedged round about. He dug wine press in it. He built a tower and then lent it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. When the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. The husbandmen took his servants, beat one, killed the other, and stoned another. Again, the householder sent other servants more than the first. They did to them likewise. Last of all, he sent his son, saying, they will reverence my son. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize his inheritance. They caught him and cast him out of the vineyard, killing him. When the Lord of the vineyard comes, what will he do to these husbandmen? The chief priests and scribes replied to Jesus, he will miserably destroy those wicked men. He will lend out his vineyard to other husbandmen that shall render him fruit in their season. When the Lord of the vineyard comes, what will he do to these husbandmen? The chief priests and scribes replied to Jesus, he will miserably destroy those wicked men. He will lend out his vineyard to other husbandmen that shall render him fruit in their season. Jesus said, did you never read in the scriptures the stone that the builders rejected? The same became the head of the corner. This is love's doing, and it is a marvelous thing in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of love will be taken from you and given to nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. Whoever falls on this stone becomes broken, and whoever it falls, they will be ground to powder. When the chief priests and scribes had heard these parables, they perceived that Jesus spoke of them. They sought to lay hands on Jesus, but they feared the multitude because they took Jesus for a prophet.